Well, good morning and welcome to the drive. Pulling out of my driveway this morning. And hope you guys are doing well. We've been going through just these talks about certain people of the Bible. Their faith, their failures, their outlook, what they did, their actions they took. I think it's important. I think we can learn from their, I guess you could say, spiritual successes. I don't know. And you can learn from their failures as well. Mistakes, a great lesson. But, yeah, there are a lot of people in the Bible that we look at and we sort of get inspired by and we realize things and our eyes are open to things. And one of them is Hannah in 1 Samuel. Hannah. And actually, our daughter is named Hannah, our six-year-old. She's named after Hannah in the Bible. Because I loved Hannah in the Bible. I mean, honestly, the thing is, she prayed hard. Like, remember, she could not have a kid. She was barren, and she was basically suffering. She was hating life. Because she wanted a child more than anything at all, ever, in the world. Like, she wanted a child. And what I love about Hannah is that she didn't just pray once and quit. As you read 1 Samuel, read the Word, you'll see that she continued in prayer. And it wasn't just a before meal prayer. Lord, bless the food of our body. Amen. Lord, give me a child. Amen. Like, it wasn't just like this monotonous, I'm going through the motions, repetitive kind of thing, which prayer shouldn't be anyway. I'm just saying, it was intense. As you read the prayer of Hannah and see the story, I mean, I think that you'll clearly see and realize that Hannah was for sure praying with faith. There was nothing done in vain repetition concerning her prayer. It was exactly the opposite. She was desperately praying and seeking the Lord avidly for a child because it was on her heart. That was a desire of her heart. And you know how desires are. Like, if our hearts, like when we have a desire of our heart, we sort of have to test it and discern whether this is from God or this is from me. Because obviously that's the biggest question. If it's from us, if the desire is from us, well then it's time to abandon that desire and allow the Lord to get our hearts back on track, you know. But if the desire is from the Lord, then we need to continue in prayer for that desire, because it's not some random desire from the world. It's not from the flesh, not from the enemy. It is a desire from the Lord. So seek Him on it. Seek Him on it, like, with all you have. And that's what Hannah was doing. She was praying avidly often, and she was praying. No words were coming out, but her lips were moving. Remember the priest? Remember Eli? He saw her and questioned her, like, thought she was drunk. But she wasn't drunk. She was filled with the Spirit. She was praying in the Spirit. She was seeking the Lord with her whole heart. And here's how ultimately we know the desire of her heart was from the Lord. Was that her prayer was answered. She did have a child. Right? Samuel. But she prayed avidly. She prayed passionately. She prayed with all of who she was. So much so, I believe, in a sense, the world dimmed around her, and it was only just about this prayer. It was only about having a child. And as time went on, you know, she did have the child. She praised God. She dedicated him in the temple, and she made a promise to God that if I have a child, I'm going to dedicate him to you, Lord, the rest of his days. And that's exactly what she did. And the beautiful thing is, looking back, we see It was clearly all part of God's plan. Clearly part of God's plan. But I look at Hannah, this woman of faith, and I look at her prayers, and it inspires me to go, man, I need to see God, seek after the Lord hard, man, with my whole heart, sold out, totally, let's go. Just passionately, desperately even. There are those times where we are desperate and we're just praying because we're downcast. And those are the moments that instead of running from the Lord, we need to run to the Lord through prayer. Hannah was just clearly a prayer warrior. And even though it was done in desperation, doesn't make it less important, doesn't make it less critical. I mean, God places those desires upon our hearts. And we can either try to excuse them, suppress them, or seek the Lord on them. Like, I want to seek the Lord on those desires to make sure they're from Him, first of all. And if they are from Him, then just to go all in. Hannah, she went all in, and Samuel would grow up to be a man of God. As his mom was a woman of faith. So I would just say too, praise God for those people in your life who, whether it's your parents or your grandparents or you're growing up, and there's people who spend time with you to share the truth with you, to raise you in the ways of the Lord, to encourage you in God's word. Those people, man, praise God for them. Praise God for them, because we all need them. And I believe Hannah was that kind of person. She was a woman of faith. She wanted to be a mother. And she just kept on praying. She kept on going. Again, she didn't. We have the tendency as people to pray once and quit if we don't see instant results. But that's because of the culture that we're in, the society that we're in. It's like a act now culture, do now culture, microwave, fast food, I don't want to wait in a line culture. But we can't carry that culture over into Christianity, because everything isn't an instant when it comes to the Lord. And those times that we are waiting for those desires of our hearts to come to pass, those promises, God's promises to come to pass, as we're waiting, we need to seek God for those things. Not just hope they happen, but pray for God's timing, so we know when they're going to happen. So we don't lose heart when they don't happen fast enough for our liking. So what an encouragement, just looking at Hannah, looking at her life, looking at her perseverance in prayer. I mean, I think that's one of the main points that and takeaways that I see. She had perseverance in prayer. She kept on. She kept on. Like everything else was darkened around her, she was just praying. It was her and the Lord. She was just praying and seeking Him. She had perseverance. Don't give up in prayer. Whatever your prayer requests are, whatever you're praying for right now, keep praying for it. Unless God clearly says, no, that's not from me, then we stop, right? We don't push it if God says stop it, right? But if He says, this is going to happen, yes, or this is a desire for me, then just keep going. Keep praying. Keep seeking Him. I'm telling you, it's, for lack of a better term, it's going to pay off. Like, the promise is going to come to pass. God will bless those prayers too. Praying may not change God's will, but it will change your heart. Because you'll be so dependent upon the Lord that you pray to Him often. Because you realize, well, He's the only one who can answer my prayer, who can change my heart, who can get my heart right. He's the only one. And I believe Hannah knew that. I believe she understood that as she was there just seeking the Lord and praying for a child. And she had Samuel and she took him to the temple and dedicated him there. She was faithful to pray. Be faithful to pray, you guys, like Hannah was. Well, God bless you guys. I hope you have an amazing day, and we'll talk to you next time.